Richmond has received about $3.3 million towards helping homeless people in the city, with a focus on lowering stigma and food programs. In the 2020 homeless count, 85 people were found to be without permanent shelter in Richmond. The $3.3 million is one-time funding and will go towards food programs, training city staff to respond better to those without a home and reducing the stigma of homelessness within the city. The city will be working with other agencies, for example, Vancouver Coastal Health, the Salvation Army, which runs a shelter in Ironwood, and Turning Point Recovery Society. The goal is to help people transition out of homelessness, according to the city. Part of the money will be used to supplement existing food services to provide Richmond's homeless population with regular access to food but also to provide them with social connections. Richmond currently has two low-barrier temporary modular housing buildings, which each house 40 people who mainly come directly from the streets. The first one opened in 2018 on Elmbridge Way after being opposed by many people living in the neighborhood. The second one was scheduled to be completed by mid-2022. In a statement, Richmond Mayor Malcolm Brody said vulnerable people have had the most severe impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic. This new funding will help address COVID-19-related health and safety risks for homeless residents, as well as advance several key initiatives outlined in our Comprehensive Homelessness Action Plan, Brody added. This funding is part of a $100 million Strengthening Communities program, administered by the Union of BC Municipalities, and is part of the federal, provincial, Safe Restart, Relief Fund for local governments and First Nations across the province.